So, David, listening to that interview with Matt Barreto got me to thinking, what does it mean to be a winner or a loser? Competition is so huge in our culture. Canadian theater artists James Long and Marcus Youssef explore this idea in their show. It's called Winners and Losers. It's less a play and more a partially scripted conversation between two longtime friends. And James Long told me the original idea stemmed from a conversation they were having about another friend's midlife divorce.
We were off in the forests of BC. We weren't drinking, I don't think, but we were maybe
doing things that are newly legal here in Washington State, shall we say.
And that's the kind of stuff that really breeds good ideas. And we said, here's an idea. Let's explore the idea of losing. That was the first point of inception.
So we decided we were interested in this idea of competition, and particularly in relationship with this friend of ours who's also in his 40s, also has kids, aging parents, and that kind of middle-aged thing that we were feeling of like, so this is it. This is our lives. When did we win or lose? And that thing that feels like it's always ticking away in the back of our heads when we look at somebody or when we think about ourselves or whatever. So we thought we'd explore that idea of competition actually in writing a show. We had a kind of probably a fairly lame idea about a thing we were going to write together about competing Russian novelists. But to warm up for our writing together, We decided to play this game, and the game was name a person, place, or thing, and debate whether it's a winner or a loser. We started, you know, with the fairly innocuous, the Pamela Andersons, the Barack Obamas, the whatever, and over the course of doing that game, began to get more and more personal with each other. And that's where I think for us it started to get kind of interesting, what went from an improvised and still is in the show, largely improvised thing, to what happens when we turn the lens of competition, which is, you know, so intensely part of our culture.
Art has become about contests on our television stations. You know, you win as a singer, you win as a dancer, you win as a whatever. So I'm kind of curious about that whole ingrained notion of our culture and
or our animal. That's a question that we faced a lot, or we asked ourselves a lot during the process. Is this innate? Is it something that human beings do? And if it's left unchecked, how far can it go and how dangerous can it get? And the proposition we did to sort of drive the process was that that it was innate. That's what we were suggesting in our proposition. We debate whether it is or not.
Less inclined to believe that it is.
But I still like to think it is because, there's reasons for that.
They get revealed in the show.
Yeah. But if you push it and if you let it go and you let it go and you let it go, how will it eventually stop and you kind of come to a truce, or will you eventually just kill the other person? And that's one of the propositions we had, was that if it left unchecked, it can result in that.
I'm talking with theater artists, not competing Russian novelists or anything else, James Long, Marcus Youssef, and their show is called Winners and Losers. Marcus, you mentioned that it is at least partially improvised. Is it largely improvised?
No, it depends on the night to some extent, but 20 to 30% is kind of the ballpark improvisation per each show. There's a structure that's fairly tight and fairly solid, and there's a place we go, an area we investigate in the end, which I think I can say like has to do with class and has to do with privilege and money that we always investigate for sure. But along the road that gets us there changes to some extent every night. And depending where we are, because we've done the show in 13 cities and 9 countries, like in the last the last year. Yeah, we've been all over the world with the show, and it has been fascinating to see how a place like Iceland, like if you're in Reykjavik, competition has affected in, you know, global economic competitions had a real impact in that country in the last few years, and how much they hear that, you know.
So when you guys are traveling around, do you pick up the local newspapers? Is there always some element of what's in the headlines, ripped from the headlines?
Yeah, and that's in Iceland, of course. We did everything from sheep to volcanoes to the whaling industry. We did the whaling industry at one point, and people certainly listened to it. But there's also a fine line that we tread, that if you get too topical for the place, if we were to come here and go like the Jimi Hendrix music experience and then just go in that space tower needle thing and then like the free train, and like if we go too much, it gets to be a bit dull and a little bit,
I did clogs in Holland.
Yes, that's where we
were. It was such a loss. Like I lost right there. I said clogs, and everybody, you could just see them go, oh my God. Like, wipe these guys away.
Anytime that I tell my colleagues who are not interested in the arts that I'm about to interview some artists about X, Y, or Z, there either is a glazed look on their faces, like, what the heck is that? Or maybe more hostile, why should I care about that? And so for a show like this one, it strikes me that the whole concept behind it, that idea of who's a winner, who's a loser, is so much something that everybody should care about. But I want to have you two make the case for why this is vital as opposed to something that someone would just say that's a piece of fringe performance that they're doing it on the boards?
For me, I think it has to do with the fact that when you go, you may have questions about the extent to which you're watching, like what you're watching is a show or not. Like you might actually, we have lots of folks who come to see it who go, and for good reasons, like is what's happening up there actually real? Or is what occurring planned? And there's two answers to that question. And for me, what's really exciting about the show is I think it's really about something, which is about, I mean, competition and class and privilege in one way. It's funny. It is, I think, legitimately fair to say it's funny. And there's also an immediacy to it and a feeling of like I'm not in a kind of thing where my eyes glaze too when it's like a show and they're pretending I'm not here. And it's like, and I don't buy a lot of performance that I see. This isn't particularly weird, but I feel like there's a potential for people to walk in and go, oh, okay, I get this. I know what this is.
And there's a cruelty in it that's made real on the stage. It's a cruelty that I think we engage with every day. It's, well, I don't know. I can't assume everyone does, but it's the keeping up with the Joneses kind of cruelty that can frustrate you sometimes. It's the inequity of a lot of the world. We put it on stage and we have that conversation where I'm going to lump the states and Canada together in the same way here, that it's a conversation you don't often have with friends about you have more than I do, and I resent that. And that is a conversation that Marcus and I have decided to have for real, and we recorded that conversation on tape, and then we had it transcribed, and then we shaped it into a more engaging conversation, and it gets really, really cruel.
James Long and Marcus Youssef explore the notion of winners and losers in a show they co-created, and aptly enough, it's named Winners and Losers. It's on the boards in Seattle through this Sunday. It's The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.